joined in the media center by Brittany Force, who ran a 3.667 at 330.31 miles per hour in her Monster Energy Dragster in Q2 to set a track ET record. Things didn't go your way in Q1, but what changes did you guys make for Q2?
You know, obviously we're trying to push the car, and Q1 put it behind us. I knew our team would, you know, get this car figured out, and I knew we'd make a decent run down there. To step up, jump up to the number one spot was huge for us, but that's where we need to be. You know, we're chasing down this number one spot, and to have a killer run like that sets us up good for tomorrow and, you know, have us ready for race day.
What kind of a confidence builder is this? I mean, knowing how tight the points are and every point matters.
You know, and it's not just a confidence builder for me, but for our entire team, just to see that number on the board. I'm sure they were just jumping up and down on the start line. I'm sure they were excited. I was when I found out on the other end. But, you know, it just pushes us forward. It gives us that momentum, you know, going into the weekend.
Describe how that run felt to you.
It felt good. I knew it was on a run. And I knew if I could hang in there, till that 1,000-foot stripe, we'd be okay. But I knew it was a hell of a run. And when I got out, they told me I was pumped.
More than pumped, I bet.
Yeah.
And having the ET record?
Yeah, that's exciting too. I mean, you know, there's a lot on the line this weekend, but it's the runs like that, you know, really are going to count for something. And that's where we, you know, make the most points, and it's just inching us closer.
Mm-hmm. You know, Brittany, you said you don't really want to count points, you just take things round by round, and sort of kind of look at it a little bit. I was thinking how funny it is that your dad used to have you and your sisters add up all the points from different scenarios.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like, oh, I've turned into dad now? Or?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, obviously, going to the number one spot, I know how many points I gained, and you know, I'm excited about that. I'm pumped about it. But for me, it's, you know, with this, the big picture of this whole thing, there's a lot of pressure. There's a lot on the line, and, you know, we're right there. We could lock in and take this thing home, or we could, you know, lose it. It could slip right between our fingers. So it's tough, but you have to have your mind in the right place. And for me, it's just taking it one run at a time. You know, that first lap didn't go as planned, but, you know, we put it behind us, came back out, made an awesome, you know, run in Q2. And we get two more tomorrow, so for me, it's just one run at a time.
How hard has it been to avoid your dad and his advice sessions?
You know, I have Alan on my side, and Alan's the big blocker between my dad and I, because my dad sometimes will stir things up, or he'll say the wrong thing going into race day, and he means well, but Alan, when he came into the picture 2 years ago, he said, "You leave my driver alone, especially on race day." So that's been tough for my dad. He circles our pits, and I can tell he wants to come in and give me some advice, but he keeps his distance. But you know, I mean, tonight heading home, I'm sure we'll talk, and we talk in the bus. But he leaves me alone before I climb into that race car.
Have you ever given him the hand?
Many times, and my team was right there behind me doing the same thing.
How would it feel if you became the second woman to win the world title?
You know, it's crazy because I, you know, back in just 5 years ago, 2013, I competed in my first top fuel race right here. Mm-hmm. And Brandon Bernstein was in the lane next to me. He kicked our butt. But to think how far, you know, I've come as a driver, how far our team's come just in 5 years, and that we're actually in the hunt for this thing. It's a huge accomplishment. It's something I'm very proud of. Regardless of where we end up, I'm going to be proud of my team. And, you know, but we're going to go after it. I mean, we're not done yet. We still have, you know, all day tomorrow, and we're going to throw down on Sunday. But we want that as bad as anybody else does.
Well, in the beginning, too, you went through a lot because you were learning to use the canopy, and then they were changing cars on you every so often. So you had to do a lot of adapting in the first few years.
Yeah, definitely. I've been in more cars than you could imagine.
Yep.
We've changed so many things. We've changed seats. We've added canopies, taken them off, put them back on. But, you know, that's the job. That's, you know, what a lot of drivers deal with. And, you know, for me, when I climb in that car, I want it to feel comfortable. I want it to feel like home. And when we change it all the time, it, you know, it screws me up a little bit. But you have to find a way to adjust to it. And my car's good now. It's ready for this weekend.
There you go.
You had a great car in Vegas, and it just slipped away from you there in the final. How fast were you able to put that behind you?
You know, with looking at Vegas, just overall that whole weekend, it was a great weekend. We went to the finals, but, you know, I screwed it up for our team, and that was tough. But for me, I threw it away the second I got out of that car. I knew it went wrong. I knew what I did. Sometimes you red light and you don't know why you did it. You have no clue. I knew exactly what I did wrong. And and for me, it was just I had to put it behind me. Mm-hmm. Put it behind me, move on to the next one, because you can't carry that into Pomona. I can't. I had to eliminate it and, you know, start over.
Mm-hmm. And red lighting is not that hard to do because, you know, counting the lights down and working with an invisible beam and all of that, when I took the super comm school, I found that the most difficult part of it.
There's a lot. A lot drivers have to battle with. And it seems so easy. You just climb in and, you know, when the tree comes down, step on the gas. But there is a lot going on in just that little amount of time. And really, it's when you put that helmet on, finding that focus and making sure that your head's in the right place and you're ready for anything.
Yep.
Thank you, Brandon.
Thanks.
Hope to see you.